Nothing happens by chance. This is Monk Alan from the Absolute Monastery. And this morning I'm sharing with you from the book, the Relative Book, from the University of Philosophy, part of the last chapter. Nothing happens by chance. The finite consciousness thinks finitely, while all the while it has the capacity to think infinitely. Whatever the finite desires to create in its world, it does, and it does so wonderfully. The infinite creates in its world the infinite, and whatever it creates is infinite, though perceived finitely by a finite consciousness, observing an infinite happening. Since nothing happens by chance, everything in the objective universe is created by a cause placed into motion for that event to happen. Whatever is seen in humanity's universe, inner or outer, is purely the reflection of what humanity has in its thinking system. Whatever is seen is not objectively there of itself. It is there because it is a reflection of what the individual human being has sought for himself, for his world. True, many individuals have the same illusion and belief because the many experience the one, it is universal in its characteristics, and it is an objective reality rather than the subjective reality which it is. Always changing according to the thought being thought about the experience. As humanity looks out of its eyes, it sees nothing. From the eyes of humanity are projected all of the scenes which it chooses to experience from within its being. It does not matter how imaginative and beautiful the scene, it was first from within the consciousness of the seer. Hence, the varied opinions of an infinite number of people seeing the same incident, but reporting differently about what had happened. Only one thing happened, but because of the various consciousness coming from such a generous number of backgrounds, the observation through so many different eyes, through so many different brains, through so many different individual experiences, naturally the report of the expressed film or projection are different. Consider the projection of thought from the brain into the universe of humanity. What are the parameters for such projection? What are the reasons for having a projection at all? Why does humanity choose to project the picture out of itself, project an idea from its consciousness into the physical world, then receive it back, interpolating what it has received back sometimes in a positive and sometimes in a negative way, and then label it with terms of desirable or undesirable, all its own creation? These creations are formed based on what humanity has been taught by its experiences, are possible, reasonable, and within the probability nature of its being. Then the result depends upon how well each individual pictures his ideas on the screen of his consciousness. All is filtered through the varied experience he has had in his lifetime and lifetimes. Also, it is what all of humanity about him, as him, thinks is a worthy projection for them in their world. When all the criteria are met, then the interpretation goes on as to what it will experience, what it will see in the outer, projected from the inner of each being. This is why the outer world for humanity is so much the same. It is in the wide divergence of attitudes about the world as seen by the consciousness wherein the differences lie. Each consciousness has its own backlog of awareness and illumination or understanding which causes it to view all that it sees from a most interesting point of view, but may be far from the world considers to be objective reality. The time is here now to play the eternal game because it's fun. It is time to wipe clean the slate of our thinking from all of the backlog of concepts which spelled out the way in which things had to be done. All of the limitations of the past may be released from the programming of humanity so that it may soar into its own native genius and illimitable beingness which is so eager to express. To do this demands of humanity that it recognizes that a change is imminent. Humanity may choose to put a different film in its projector and then project it into its universe, the new format for itself. As the producer of the film, the theme is selected very carefully so that it will represent the values of the producer and what kind of films his company will bring forth to the public, mainly to itself. As the director of the film, the presentation of the actors will be done again and again until the final production reflects the genius of the director in bringing out of each actor and each scene all that it is capable of bringing forth to represent the content of the film. As the creator in the film, each individual being allows itself to play the role representative of its nature. At times it will play a role which might cause it to express outwardly new characteristics of its being. It might desire to have a new role which would allow it to express a feeling and an emotional power that wants to come out. It might be that as the actor, director in the world have seen talent which has not been expressed yet, and these will be encouraged and expressed in some dynamic manner which yet lies hidden. The theater in which the presentation is given to the world, humanity's stage, is prepared with utmost care. The curtains are properly in place to hide the behind-the-scene activity, humanity's body, the props on stage which allow the audience to feel at home with the character and scenes are the internal organs of the body of humanity. The music and sound effects give psychological background to those who listen without their being aware that such an imposition is taking place on their consciousness, the inner light within every being which is the music of the voice, the harmony of the light of their ears and the radiance of their body. The list goes on as the story of the presentation humanity gives to its world of the theater it has performed by itself of its own world. The presentation of the performance may be to vast audiences or small groups or one or none to oneself alone. What is the purpose of the performance? Is the show for manipulating others and saying how great is the one on the stage? Is the performance to bring laurels to the individual who is performing for their immediate group of friends? Is the event performed to manipulate the close family and friends? is to show one that is impressing the truth upon the individual for the individual. Whatever the reason for the performance, it is readily seen that the preparation of the theater and stage take all of this into account so that the effect will be most meaningful to whomever are the audience and the participants. Knowing nothing happens by chance, humanity as the ticket taker will make sure that everyone who comes to the show will probably pay their tuition or entrance fee. All who come either will want to come or the performer will want them to come. The command performance will have results that are far-reaching and long-lasting because it has been well-planned. This is the eternal game, and it is being played because it is fun. All of the limiting definitions humanity has given to words over the past are now void. From this point on, humanity is taking a new viewpoint about its reality nature. This is the time to play the eternal game and play it because it is fun. It is the time to leave aside all those concepts which say that the possibility is limited, that the probability is that it could never be. Doing these great miracles can only come from the master being who determines beforehand what is the outcome. Then, having so determined, the individual human being puts all of the causes in motion to bring forth the perfect picture, the perfect stage upon which he may play the eternal game, on which he may perform the perfect theater, which will be applauded by the universe, will be respected by all, and which is the most desirable way any being has, or will ever be its divine self. The eternal game is ready to be played. All of the stars in the east are on stage ready to perform. The script has been carefully edited and re-edited until it most closely reflects the purpose of the producer, director, and actor, so that the audience will buy what has been prepared for them abundantly, benefiting all therein. However, the final event has yet to take place. Until the staff, especially the actor, see the entire production complete from beginning to end, it will never be done. The performance may be played, hundreds of times played, but until the actor in his own consciousness sees the entire production from beginning to end, including the final applause and the payment for his services accomplished, it's not done. If any little segment is forgotten, the event has not taken place. As humanity fulfills its mission of doing all that is to be done, it is done and it is perfectly done. The inner light shines, the projection takes place. The show of life, the eternal game is played. The game is played because it's fun to play. Then the final curtain comes down and the event is concluded. And so it is. Something to think about.